Hey there, purposeful people. Randy here from the Work With Purpose podcast. In this month's episode, we're all talking about the month of love, which is February by the time you're hearing this. So to try and help you in this month, regardless of where you might fall on the relationship side of things, I wanted to bring you four different tips to help you like or get to love your job again in 2024. Again, four tips to help you like or love your job again in 2024. So stick around. This episode of the Work With Purpose podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Work With Purpose podcast, the show that gives you advice, education, and encouragement for your career journey. And now, here's your host, Randy Mahoney Jr.
Hey everybody, Randy Mahoney here with the Work With Purpose podcast. Thanks so much for joining us with this month's episode. This month, we're coming to you in the month of February by the time you're hearing this. And we're so glad that you are joining us this month. If you're new to our show, we are a seasonal career podcast and we exist to provide adults with advice, education, and encouragement so that they can work and become more purposeful people in their career journey and with that, their life. So I want to encourage you as you are engaging with our episode today, whether you're listening to the audio version on your favorite podcast platform, or if you're checking out the YouTube version of our show on our YouTube channel at WWPcast on YouTube, as you engage with our episode, you are becoming a more purposeful person. So my hope for you is that as we go through our episode, as you listen, as you engage with us, and you act on or apply the lessons that we talk about, my hope is that you'll continue to see some success from that. And by you acting on the ideas that we talk about, you're becoming a more purposeful person. You are taking a more purposeful, intentional step in your own career journey. So this month, we're talking about four tips that I hope you can use to help you like or move to love your job again in 2024. So let's go ahead and get started with that. All right, welcome back to the Work With Purpose podcast. This month, we're talking all about four tips that you can use to start to like your job again or love your job again in 2024. So tip number one is this. Think about who you can serve or who you can help. Think about who you can serve or who you can help in your current position. Now, the reason I wanted to put that tip in front of you is that I heard this tip a couple years ago. When the person I was seeing or reading about, they shared that they had a friend of theirs who was really struggling in their job and they couldn't really shake that. This well-known figure shared that the way that their friend got out of that kind of funk, as it were, was they tried to think about their current position and really focus on one day at a time, who is the person that I can serve? Who is the person that I can help in the work that I do? So that's my encouragement to you. As you think about your current position, whether you're an accountant and you work to make sure that small business owners' taxes are correct and accurate, which gives your client peace of mind and ease that they won't necessarily be audited by the IRS at tax time. That's a great example of from that role. How can that specific example role I gave you, how can they serve someone else? Who are they serving? And what is the outcome of the work that they would do? So that would be my encouragement to you. As you think about your current position, think about who can you help? Who can you serve from the work that you do each day? And what's the positive outcome that comes from your action to serve those? Hi, everyone. Randy Mahoney here, career coach and host of the Work With Purpose podcast. I want to take a quick moment here and tell you about my free ebook that I've made just for you called The Job Search Checklist. Now, from being a career coach for over 6 years, from my years of personal job searching and helping many adults make more informed career choices, I am well aware that job searches can often take a long time and sometimes they can end up with you facing a lot of frustration. In the Job Search Checklist ebook, you'll get a 6-step process that I believe will help you know what to prepare for as you start your job search. Also, I believe the Job Search Checklist will help you know if you're on the right track to find a new job or can help you change direction to a more intentional job search. So, what are you waiting for? Stop being confused and get a clear path forward. Get my free ebook, The Job Search Checklist, right now. You can get that by visiting our website, wwpcast.com/job-search-checklist. Again, you can get your free job search checklist ebook by visiting wwpcast.com/job-search-checklist. And now, back to the show. So number two, the tip to help you like or love your job again in 2024 is this. I would encourage you to each day find at least one positive aspect about your job that you can focus on. It could be something small, like maybe somebody brought in donuts to the break room that day at your office, and that was celebrated by your department. It can be small like that. It can be even something more larger than that, like maybe you in your role in more of a corporate type of setting, you've worked on a multi-month project, and that one positive outcome from that is you saw the fruits of that. You saw the success of that, right? Your months and months of diligent laboring, right? Small things over time in the towards the same goal of trying to accomplish that project. Maybe that one day, what the positive thing you focus on is that you saw the project completed and you did a great job. It could even be if you have success at your work and you get encouragement from a coworker, encouragement from a boss. So my encouragement to you, to help you start to like your job again if you're struggling right now, or to help you move to like, oh yeah, help me love my job in 2024. Something that can help you is to make the intentional decision each day to find something positive about your work to focus on. All right, so we talked about with helping you like or love your job, those first two tips so far. Tip number three to help you like your job and move to a spot of loving your job in 2024. This is really starting to poke at the whole entirety of your life. And the tip is this: to weave in the practice of the Sabbath in your own life. Weave in the practice of the Sabbath in your own life. Why did I give you this tip, and what is the Sabbath if you've not heard of it before? The reason that I'm giving you this tip is because from my years as a working professional, but also my years as a human being, I feel the need to be upfront with you. I've talked about this in other episodes, but as a career coach, as somebody who works with adults on making intentional, purposeful career decisions, I am a Christian. That is the lens that I look through. That is the lens that how I coach people and how I believe that I can serve adults in the best possible way to help them make the best purposeful and intentional career decision for them. That's what I look through. I look through that lens of honoring and aiming to live my life based on the words of the Holy Scripture, the Bible, and Jesus Christ. And so part based off that worldview comes this idea of the Sabbath. Now, there's a lot of information that's out there from churches and things like that online about the Sabbath. I would encourage you to understand, for me, I am not coming to you as a pastor, as a spiritual guide. I am only coming to you to say, in my own life and practice, as I have weaved in this idea of a Sabbath, which I'll talk about in a second, taking Sabbath once a week in my own day-to-day life, I have found long-term success in all of my life, including my work and career and professional life. Take my encouragement of weaving the practice of the Sabbath in your life. Take it seriously, but at the same time, I would encourage, if you have questions about that, reach out to your local church. In the show notes with this podcast, I'll share a couple of resources that I have personally found helpful in my own spiritual life for understanding the Sabbath and trying to work through having that as a regular rhythm in my own life. So those will be in the show notes. Those will be in the description below this video if you're watching us on the YouTube version of our podcast. So I've talked with you a little bit more about weaving in the Sabbath. Hey, how can it help somebody? Why does that come through my own personal lens as a human being? Now let's talk about what the Sabbath is if you've not heard about it. The Sabbath idea, Sabbath principle, it comes from Christian teaching. It's outlined a lot in the Bible from Jesus Christ. And the principle of the Sabbath, it was from the times of the Bible. It was a command from the Holy Scripture of the Bible, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament through the teachings of Jesus, where folks who have confessed and believe and accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord, they abide by the idea of taking a Sabbath day of rest. So what that would mean is one day a week, choosing to cease from your work, from your workplace, from your chores, work things at home. That's how I read and understand that, is a purposeful ceasing one day per week to rest from your labor, rest from your chores and work and things like that, and instead make the decision to purposefully rest and remember who you are as a human being and what God says about you as a human being according to His Word. So this tip, you probably hear it by now, it does step on some toes. I understand that. But I will share with you just from a practical reason. When I have weaved this idea of having one day a week where I don't work, where I'm not checking my email, where I'm not trying to do all the labor and the chores and stuff at home necessarily, and instead I focus that day of time that I remember who God has said that I am. Remember that, you know, He is Lord of my life and all of the depth and detail that goes with that. That I will say to you, I have found truly and deeply valuable to remember that even in a season where my job might be challenging or other parts of my life might be challenging, the idea of having that Sabbath purposeful, that Sabbath day of rest in my life, it helps my perspective to remember that for me as a person, I have value and good qualities about me, some that I have, you know, by God's strength and grace developed over time to serve and help others, but at the same time, I have value based on the truth of what God says about me. So that would be the third tip that I would encourage you, whether you're a person of faith or a person of lack of faith, I would encourage you to help you like or start to love your job again in 2024. Weave in the practice of having a Sabbath in your own life. Again, look in the description below this video, look in our show notes, and you'll see some resources that I've personally used in sharing those with you. Now, me sharing those with you, I'm not paid by anybody to do that. I'm not endorsed by anybody to do that. My goal in sharing those is to share resources that I've personally looked at and used and found helpful for my own growth as a human being and things like that. So that's why I share those. So you can see those in the show notes there. That's tip number three. Now let's finish up with the fourth tip to help you like or love your job again in 2024. Okay, welcome back to the Work With Purpose podcast. So far, we've been talking all this month about how to like or love your job again in 2024. We're going to give you four tips today. We've covered the first three so far. So real quick, let's recap the three tips to like or love your job again in 2024. Number one, I encouraged you in your job right now, think about who you can serve, who you can help in your job. Number two, I encouraged you to make the intentional choice to find one positive aspect of your job to focus on each day. Find that one positive choice. Number three tip that I encourage you, stepped on some toes a little bit, I'm sure, but I believe you'll find it deeply, deeply impactful as you do that. The third tip to help you like or love your job in 2024 is to weave in the practice of having a Sabbath as a rhythm in your life where you intentionally cease from your work, from your labor, and you remember the good values and aspects you have as a human being based on what God and Jesus Christ says about you from His Word. And it's an honoring commandment of the Lord. And it's based off of that, again, like I shared earlier, that point of view and perspective that I look through as a Christian and as somebody who offers career support and help to individuals. Now, the fourth and final tip to help you like or love your job again in 2024, I believe, is taking the step to evaluate. And now, what I mean by that is from your current job, current perspective, to ask evaluative questions such as, what skills or abilities is my current job allowing me to develop in? Another one could be, does this job that I'm in right now, does it connect to my longer-term career goals? Those types of questions can be very helpful for you to get you some perspective to help you really think about liking or moving to even loving your current position in 2024. Those types of questions are important because they can get you thinking about, you know, even if you might not love your current position right now, you can get to maybe a stage of you like your job because it's allowing you to develop skills in that certain software program or skills in that certain type of project or certain ability that that you might need if you want to advance further in your industry. So seeing your current job as purposeful because it's helping you build certain skills, build certain abilities. The second question that I shared there, having you ask, does this current position that you're in, does it connect to your longer term career goals? That's that same sort of idea, allowing you to really think about, does this job that you're in right now, does it connect with the place that you want to be 3 years from now, the type of job you want to be doing 5 years from now, that certification you want to get in the future, right? So it's, again, it's trying to move you with this whole process, move you from a very narrow, maybe challenging perspective and move you to a perspective that is more long-term in view, right? And thinking you more the bigger picture and not just the very small picture that can end up having you frustrated or, you know, really just annoyed about, you know, I don't like this job, blah, blah, blah types of stuff. So that's the fourth tip, is to really ask some of those evaluative questions, such as what skills does this job allow me to do, and how does this current job that I'm in, how does this connect with my longer-term career goals in the next 3 years and the next 5 years? So again, those are the four tips that I would encourage you to really think on and act on to help you like or love your job again in 2024. So after this little break, we'll wrap up this month's episode. All right, well, that brings us to the end of this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. My hope for you is, as you've gotten to this point in the episode, that you found it purposeful, you found it encouraging, and you found it helpful to meet you right where you are in your career journey. That's my goal with each episode I produce for you guys. If you've enjoyed this, I would encourage you, as we wrap up today, I would encourage you on your favorite podcast platform, I would encourage you to leave a rating or a review for our podcast. When you do that, it allows new folks to find our show. You can find more details about that at our website, www.pcast.com, about how to leave a review. We encourage you to do that. Also, until our next month's episode, if you want to keep the conversation going, I do encourage you to connect with us on Facebook. You can find our Facebook page at facebook.com. Just search for the Work With Purpose podcast, and you can connect with us there. We're also on linkedin.com as well. So we have a LinkedIn page as well. On linkedin.com, just search for the Work With Purpose podcast. We update on those places regularly to help you connect with us as well. At the same time, I would encourage you that if you like this episode, if you liked our podcast for a while, I would encourage you to consider supporting our show, only because that it is not free for us to produce the episodes and the information that we have for you. So if you want to learn how you could consider, you know, supporting our show through donation of your of some funds or some other ways, you can visit our website, wwpcast.com/shop. Again, wwpcast.com/shop, and they'll give you more details there about how you could consider supporting our show. We thank you in advance for considering that. And then after that, remember with this episode, if you want any of the links that we talked about, any of the resources and things like that, if you're watching us on the YouTube version of our show, look in the description below this video and you can see all the details and things like that that we have there. At the same time, on the audio version of our show on your favorite podcast app, you can look in the show notes as well. We'll have those there. Until our next month's episode, my name is Randy Mahoney Jr., and I want to encourage you with two things as we wrap up. Number one is the fact that you are engaging with this episode, and my hope is that as you've engaged with this episode and you act on what you know, that you are becoming a purposeful person. So know that. As you listen to this episode and you act on what you know and you apply it to your own work and to your own life, you're taking that purposeful, intentional step in your own career journey. So you're becoming that purposeful person, right? You're working to that. So if you found this really helpful for you, I'd encourage you to share this with somebody who might need it, because a lot of folks and adults today are needing career help that meets them right where they are. So I encourage you to do that. And then the last piece that I want to encourage you with, that I always say, and it's still true today, you've been made with purpose, so work with purpose. I'm Randy Mahoney from the Work With Purpose podcast, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Work With Purpose podcast. If you'd like the show notes for this episode or want to learn more, visit our website at wwpcast.com. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our show, rate and review it on iTunes, or share it with a friend on social media. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Work With Purpose podcast.